The gospel this morning highlights the difference between our confession of faith and our ideas about God. So Peter makes a profound and beautiful confession of faith, you know, and it answers a really important question that we all should answer. Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that Jesus is? And Peter is right, you're the Christ. But his idea of what that means is clearly way off. So off that Jesus, and it's funny because Mark usually doesn't give a lot of details. He's the short gospel. He goes enough to say Jesus stopped, turned around, looked at the disciples like, you guys pay attention to this, and then calls Peter Satan because he's thinking as men do. And it's not comfortable, but we have to continually allow ourselves to be purified of our wrong ideas about God. That, you know, perhaps he doesn't care, or perhaps he's not listening, or perhaps he can't love me in this place, in this wound. Those are wrong ideas about God, and he wants to take those away, as he continually did with Peter, so that at the end of Peter's life, he can give himself completely to the Lord, which we all want to do, obviously. And so how do we do that? I think it's entering into praying with Scripture every day, a little bit. And especially in those difficult passages where you're like, I have no idea what they're talking about. Perhaps that's the most, the place where the Lord can say, your ideas about me are wrong. I'm going to teach you about me. I'm going to rebuke you and tell you who I really am, so that your faith might be purified. And so we want to enter into those prayers with Scripture. Allow God to reveal himself to us and to have the openness to say, I want to go deeper. I want to know you, Lord, so that I can have faith.